We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
The final out has been made. Let's talk about what just happened, the good and the bad. It's time for the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin postgame show with the franchise, Tim Allen, on The Fan. If you need doors and windows, go to PellaWI.com.
It is a final from L.A., and the results are not good. A Brewers Game 1 loss in this three-game set against the Dodgers 8-6 final. And welcome in, everybody. It is the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin postgame show. My name is Tim Allen. Nice to meet you. There is Toby Altizer, also known as Anytizer, also known as Toby Wan Kenobi. I just made that up. Brewers lose this one, and they were up 5-1 mid-game in the fifth inning, and then all hell breaks loose. And the Dodgers go on the attack, and when I say go on the attack, this team has shown the propensity to not recognize when they're being ambushed and when guys are swinging early in the count. It seems like it's always the good offensive teams that will choose to do that. Brewers have done that a couple of times this year as well. So, to be fair, I got to point that out. But on the other hand, there has been really some situations here. And it always seems to be the Cardinals, seems to be the Braves. They did it in the two series that when they faced the Brewers, they got on the attack, if you will. And certainly the Dodgers did it here tonight, and it culminated with a grand slam off the bat of Trey Turner in that fifth inning off Lauer, and that tied the ball game at 5, and then it was just attack on runs that weren't there for the Milwaukee Brewers offense. And do you find yourself – thanks for staying up late, too, by the way. I appreciate that. Do you find yourself thinking the worst – possible scenario here? Is that what you're thinking about? Worst case scenario? I have to kind of redirect my thoughts as well. Because what happens here late in this game when you know, again, Jansen's in and it's going to be a tough uphill climb to get him. They were in the ball game all the way to the end, no doubt. But once it started to settle in that, man, this might be a loss here, then I got to thinking about this six-game road trip, 3 in St. Louis and then 3 in L.A. here against the Dodgers. And when I looked at this early on this year, when the schedule came out and the times came out and it was solidified, I looked at this and I thought, well, that's going to be fun. That's going to be a lot of fun into St. Louis, into L.A., maybe a ton of playoff ramifications, and to a degree it was. Certainly not for the Brewers, though. And so it took away that sort of energy run at the end. But what it also did was make me kind of think about things in terms of, well, let's nutshell this St. Louis and L.A. thing. Now that we're four games into this six-game road trip. And I had to redirect from this thought. Do you really want to go into the playoffs losing five of your last six games? Now, Craig Counsell would disagree with that. Craig Counsell would say that these games have nothing to do with next Friday. These games, you know, you could have a guy, and I heard him on the flagship pregame today, that these games, you know, if you go 3 for 4, well, that's not going to determine anything for next Friday. I'm not sure that I buy that. I mean, I get it. Every game's its own story. Every game's its own entity. Every game is its own situation. But don't you want to go in kind of swinging, feeling good about yourself? How about that? I think that part of it is maybe missed by Craig Counsell. You want to go in feeling good. Now, it is a good feeling, don't get me wrong, that you were in this comfort zone and cruise control for a good chunk of this month, when you think about it. The vast majority of this month, you were just, hey, that's fine. All is well. Had a no-hitter on the 11th. But you don't want to go into the postseason here on this kind of funk, do you? So I have to mentally retrain and redirect things a little bit. Now, the other thing I noticed here is that the Brewers did come out with some energy in this one. Craig Counsell, same interview, mentioned that it's a nice place to play. It's a cool place to play with all the fans and just hyped up a little bit. Dodgers in an intense race trying to win that NL West. They took a hit. Giants did win tonight, so their magic number is at 1. They determine their own fate, and the Brewers can, you know, really, I guess if the Giants open the door, Brewers can play spoiler, but that was nice for the Brewers to come out with some energy like that. Now, the redirection for me mentally when I'm getting really miffed at these Dodger fans just getting into it, I'm not blaming them. Hey, I cheer just as loud for my team too. But I just think of the positive side, and that is next Friday at American Family Field when you guys are going crazy. That's what I'm looking forward to. So this road thing into St. Louis with all those fans, this road thing into L.A. with all those fans, I'm trying not to, and I think I've accomplished this, try not to let that get to me too much, because the payback is going to be against the Atlanta Braves. They're going to be wondering the same thing. Holy crap, these guys are going crazy. What a great atmosphere. And so I'm looking forward to that next Friday. Eric Lauer started this one, pitched well for 4 innings of work, and then, boy, it went off the rails in that 5th inning. We'll get to our game recap here in just a second. We are live here in the Lakeland University studios with online learning in 7 locations throughout the state. Learn on your terms, lakeland.edu. Toby, just a Trey Turner night tonight. And they really jumped all over Eric Lauer. We went over it probably about the 7th inning or so. And we looked at the play-by-play, and we saw that they were on the attack. They were swinging early in counts, and they just jumped all over Lauer. I've noticed it this year. I've noticed it last year, too, that teams tend to do that, and I think the Brewers are a little bit slow on the uptake as to when teams are doing that. But the Brewers, they've done it a few times this year. It seems like it happens more against the Brewers. I'd have to go back and look. That would take some, Toby, a lot of looking. But did it seem like that to you, that the Dodgers just said, hey, man, we're just going to go out and attack Lauer in that 5th?
Yeah, I mean, especially in that 5th inning, they just decided to go after him. At that point, they had nothing to lose. You're down 5-1. You got to try and get something going there, even if it's just a run or two to try and get back in that ball game. You don't want to get into that Brewers bullpen down 4 runs there. So, you know, they just come out a little more aggressive, and they're able to get some guys on. Maybe you look at Craig and say, why don't you get somebody on? It seems like they're getting some good swings off of Lauer here in the first couple, you know, hitters of that inning. He's able to get that pop-up off Seager. You think he might be able to get out of it. And then Turner just beats you once again on a pitch that was a mistake. I thought the first pitch that Turner hit out for a home run in the first inning, Turner just kind of waited back on it and backspun that thing out down the right field line to the short porch there. I don't know that that was necessarily a terrible pitch by Lauer. I think, you know, that's more good hitting than bad pitching.
Yeah.
But, you know, I know you're not a guy that likes to hear that was a good pitch when it was out of the, it's in a fan's hands in the, out of the yard.
So, right.
But I think, you know, they just came out aggressive in that fifth inning. Lauer's got to do a little bit better job executing. But this is the first time that he's really struggled against them. And, you know, maybe Craig needs to pull the leash a little sooner. He will do that in the postseason for sure.
Yeah, his career record 6-0 against the Dodgers, a 1.8 ERA coming into today's performance. So, I mean, he's seen enough of the L.A. Dodgers and did enjoy some success. Boy, that is a run for Eric Lauer. I mean, it's been, gosh, I can't remember the last time he got beat up. He's been dynamite. And I think because of that, probably has earned a few innings in the postseason at the very least. So we'll see about that. Now, speaking, if you want to comment, you're up late with us, 414-799-1250. We're going to hear from Craig Counsell tonight as the Brewers fall 8-6. Reminded me that the Brewers are in the playoffs for the fourth consecutive year. They have a 95-win season at the moment, two games to play in the regular season here in the 21 championship season. And they've been doing a fine job against the Dodgers. They're 3-2 in the five meetings thus far against the L.A. Dodgers. 25-10 now against the National League West. That's a good sign. It's a really good sign. But it reminded me of these two clubs going head-to-head last year in the playoffs in that three-game set, in which, yeah, again, it was a funky pandemic season and, you know, everybody was sideways, and some still haven't recovered from it. You know, you get guys like Omar Narvaez and Avi Garcia that have. You get guys like Christian Yelich and really Keston Hiro that haven't. It just derails. And Bellinger, too, on the Dodgers side. He just hasn't. Try and figure that one out. I mean, when you figure the 18 and 19 MVPs doing what they're doing in Bellinger and Yelich, that's crazy. That's just crazy how baseball can get you. There's no doubt it can get you physically for sure. We all know that, but mentally, it can chew you up and spit you out. But it reminded me of going back to the difference in these two teams. This will make you feel better in any postseason matchup. Now, I know the Brewers aren't going to face the Dodgers in the first round, but maybe they do in the NLCS. It's quite possible that these two teams are going to meet up again in the NLCS like they did in 2018 when it went to Game 7 on the doorstep of the World Series. So if you look at this is the batting order that the Brewers threw out there in Game 1 against this Dodger team in last year's playoff matchup. Avi Garcia led off. With the season he was having, wow. Yelich was batting second. Jed Jerko was in the three spot. Okay? He was probably their best hitter down the stretch last year. Ryan Healy was the cleanup hitter. Garcia, Yelich, Jerko, Healy, Orlando Arcia was your five hitter last year. In round one, game one of the playoffs. Keston Hiro was your sixth hitter. So again, Garcia, Yelich, Jerko, Healy, Arcia, Hira, Taylor, Luis Urias, and Jacob Nottingham. Okay. Are you impressed yet, Toby?
I feel a lot better with this Brewers roster.
No kidding. Garcia, Yelich, Jerko, Healy, Arcia, Hira, Taylor, Urias, Nottingham.
You know who would have fit right in with that roster? Jackie Bradley Jr.
Yes, he would have. Yes. And or maybe throw in Daniel Robertson for a spot start right there. Dave Roberts sent this team out there. No wonder we saw the result it had last year. Betts, Seager, Turner, the Justin variety, by the way. Betts, Seager, Turner, Muncy, Smith, Bellinger, Taylor, Pollock, and Barnes. I mean, come on. Now we've got a little different landscape here, do we not? That should have made that should make us all feel better about next Friday's lineup, despite what's going on with a guy like Christian Yelich. I mean, man, that is it just reminded me to go back and take a peek at this thing. Pretty crazy what a difference a year can make, and that's a testament to David Stearns. It really is. To reconfigure from ending that season that way and then heading into this year's round one next Friday. A pale in comparison. Now, I think the team would have done well with Jed Jerko this year. Honestly, I would have re-signed him. And I don't even know if he's still playing baseball. I haven't heard nothing about him. So, That does make me feel better about things. 414-799-1250. Do you find yourself thinking the worst case scenario here? I think you shouldn't. It's a mental exercise that I'm having myself, and I find I'm winning because they've had a tremendous, an amazing season, a fantastic season. Don't let this spoil you at the end, even if the Dodgers win the final two games of the regular season here and the Brewers lose five of their last six heading into the playoffs. Don't let that ruin things. American Family Field next Friday, it's all going to be water under the bridge here. It is. You're going to start over next Friday. All right, 799-1250. Let's get Marshall in here. Marshall, you're on the Fan. Thanks for staying up late.
Oh, you bet, guys. Good evening, or good morning, rather. I was in and out of my sleep, but I'll tell you what, guys. I'm not freaking out or anything, but here's something that, call me a little old school here. I don't like 5 out of 6 going into the playoffs. I'm just going to share some history with you of what I've seen over my lifetime, and I'm going to use a football analogy first of all. And Tony Dungy, although he won a Super Bowl, had a fine career, he's a great man, all those things. I still, a season when the Colts were 13-0, this was about 10, 12 years ago, I guess.
Yeah, oh yeah.
I reckon, as I would say in the South, guys, they were 13-0. And he decided, and he admitted his wrongs, he learned his lesson from it, but he learned it the hard way. Basically turned everything off, said, we're in the playoffs. Instead of going for undefeated, first of all, that would be me. I want to win every game, guys. You know how competitive I am. You've known me a long time in some cases, Tim.
Oh, yeah.
Not only did they lose those three games, they couldn't find the on switch, and they lost in the first round of the playoffs. Mm-hmm. And just flamed right out. Now, I'm not saying that's going to happen to the Brewers. First of all, I want to get the team record this year. Well, that doesn't look too good right now. I'm hoping maybe to tie it right now. I was right that we wouldn't win 100 because I think it's just human nature. When you clinch so many things, you're going to take your foot off the gas a little. But my humble opinion, guys, and the Devin Williams thing doesn't bother me. We've got a deeper bullpen than we had 2 years ago when Knebel went down. So we can overcome that, and I just feel bad for Devin. It was a terrible mistake. These things in life happen. So I haven't been too hard on that. I just think even before Devin went down, we were taking – I just worry we're taking our foot off the gas a little too much here, and I think getting a team record should motivate you a little bit. There should be some motivation here to do the best you can be. Be the best you can be, as the old commercial of the 80s, early 90s used to say in the military. And I had a little bit of a stint there, guys, but it was in the Navy. But that aside, I think we're going to be fine. I think we're going to beat the Braves. I do worry, however, when we play probably one of the California teams, I'm sick of Trey Turner beating us, guys. It brought back nightmarish memories of 2 years ago in a certain game we all rather forget right now. And I'm glad we're not playing in that round this year. But And look out for the Cardinals. Be careful what you wish for, guys. Who knows what could happen? I don't think they're going to go very far. But one-game playoff, as we found out, you never know. But I think we're going to be fine. I just feel there's just a twinge in me that feels right now a little cheated that we had an opportunity to really have a, you know, break all the records we can. We're going to be lucky to do it now. I just hope we tie it. And I agree with you, Tim, in the long run, it'll be water over, under the bridge. But and that's another Southern lingo there for me, guys. But I just wish we were in the, I thought we'd get at least 98 wins this year. I'm a little disappointed in that right now.
Yep.
Some things have happened. I still am keeping the faith, guys. I think we're going to still have a nice run here before it's over. There's just a part of me that's a little bit concerned that we maybe have taken the foot off the gas just a little more than I would
redirect.
Have liked right now.
Redirect mentally. It's a mental exercise, Marshall.
Absolutely.
In
the long run, I think we're going to be fine, guys. And appreciate you letting me talk here a little longer than normal. And just keep the faith. And by the way, as I let you go, I think Wisconsin's football season's a little bit on trial tomorrow, as are my Tar Heels.
Oh,
but how about that Packer win last Sunday night? How about Mason Crosby and Aaron Rodgers? And I'll let you go, and go Brewers, and let's go. Take care.
Thank you, Marshall. 799-1250. So to expand this mental exercise just a little bit more, you could potentially head into the playoffs. Now, granted, After I tell you this, just keep this in mind once I am telling you this. Keep in mind, the best thing that may happen to this team is the 4 days off. Because then it puts what you've done to end the season in the rearview mirror that much more. The 4 days off, it's to compartmentalize all of this. And then it's by first pitch on Friday. Now it's game on. Who cares? Now it's the now. Okay. Now let me give you this. I said if the Brewers get swept in this Dodgers series, they'll head into the playoffs losing 5 of 6. If that occurs, did you know they'll head into the playoffs at a 5-10 mark in their last 15 games of the season? 500 for half a month. That's tough. That's tough. Okay, Marshall mentioned the on switch. Oh, you better be able to flip that thing in the upright position right there. That's for sure. 799-1250. Let's get in Steve here. Steve, you're on the fan. Good morning.
Hey, Tim. How's it going?
What's happening?
Yeah, you know, I'm not really worried going into the playoffs. I mean, it's pretty clear that Craig Counsell approached this series knowing that he's not going to be able to pitch the, you know, the guys that he wants as if it were a playoff game. Mm-hmm. I think he's just trying to line up the guys in order to have enough
work. And he should.
You know, going into Sunday, because you're going to have 4 days off and, you know, there's no one pitching aside from, like, simulated games or whatever. So I think they're fine. I really do. I see a lot of guys trashing, you know, Lauer for giving up the grand slam. But if you look back at his numbers, he's had a great year, I think. You know, so you know, I'm not going to criticize one guy for giving up one grand slam against a great team. I mean, it's the Dodgers. They, you know, they won over 100 games. You know, what
I would be slightly more concerned, Steve. I would be slightly more concerned, not much, but slightly. I should say slightly concerned if the Brewers had to play on Monday or Tuesday. That part of it, here's where winning the division is going to pay off, because this team now has 4 days after Sunday's game to just, you know, get into that mode again, get into the hype mode, and you're at home and 42,000 going crazy.
Right, and the thing that you've hit on, you know, in the last few weeks is, you know, Counsell's been, he's used to, you know, trying to coach a team or manage a team going into the very last days, and now you have a chance to relax and set up your guys, you know, the way that he wants, and he's finally got a chance to do that. We're seeing that.
Mm-hmm. We are. Steve, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. Good talking to you again. 799-1250 if you want to jump in here. It is a different situation. Now, is he doing the right things? Right now he is, yes. I fully agree with that. They've patterned out not only their starters, but their relievers too. They know exactly over this weekend how much they want to pitch their relievers. You're not forced into anything. They weren't forced into going to Hunter Strickland today if they didn't want to. That was a scheduled performance from Hunter Strickland today. Gustave's performance today. And not that he may or may not be on the playoff roster. Either way, it didn't matter. He was programmed out today. Same thing for tomorrow. What do you figure Corbin Burns is going to get tomorrow? I would imagine I'm just guessing, but whatever it is, it's scripted out. 4 innings, 70 pitches-ish, and that's it. Win, lose, or draw, that's it. But prior to this weekend, that's when Craig Counsell, all through that homestand against the Cardinals especially, that middle 5-game losing streak in there, that maybe Craig Counsell learned a few things about a different situation that he's in and not chasing to where he had the big lead, didn't have to worry too much about things. It was fine. Everything's going to be fine. Maybe he learned a few things there, but for sure right now, he's right on the money. He's absolute 100% right on the money. Every manager would do the same thing he's doing right now. All right, we'll get to Craig Counsell. We'll get to our game recap. There was some cool things in this game. Brewers did have a 5-1 lead at one point. They end up losing 8-6. If you want to jump in here, you're more than welcome to do so. It is the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin postgame show. Just 2 to play in the 21 championship regular season. And then it's 4 off days, and then it is game on. That's what we've all waited for. We'll be right back. 1250 AM, The Fan.
The game's over, and Tim Allen is taking your calls now on the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin postgame show on The Fan. Dial them up now at 414-799-1250. Or tweet the show at 1250 AM, The Fan.
You know, I was really into this game, more so than I thought I would be. An 8-6 Brewers loss, maybe it's just the Dodger matchup, but it's not just the job. I mean, I'm looking at it from a fan interest perspective. I was really kind of into this game. And it helps when the Brewers are up 5-1. Welcome back. It's the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin postgame show. There's Toby Altizer filling in late night tonight. Toby, I appreciate that.
Yeah, no problem.
Yeah, not a lot of your colleagues would want to do that. But he steps up in the pinch here. And so we go back to a first pitch yesterday. Colton Wong, a leadoff base hit in this one. Willie Adames then up 3-1 in the count. Now, keep in mind, Clayton Kershaw on the hill ends up working it full and goes deep for a fly out. Avi Garcia during his at-bat. Wong, a little more on the aggressive side, steals second base. Ends up at third on a ground out. And Yelich, little tapper, soft contact. Almost beat it out, but Kershaw threw him out. No score to the bottom of the first inning. And Eric Lauer is taking the hill. Now, let's keep in mind, since June 9th, this is Eric Lauer. This isn't Woody Burns or Peralta. This is Eric Lauer. Since that's a long time ago, June 9th. That covers 15 appearances. Eric Lauer has had the third best ERA in baseball since June 9th. 241. That's a minimum of 80 innings. But 241, 15 appearances, 14 starts? Wow. Those are great numbers. All right, so he's throwing the first pitch in the bottom of the first inning. He gets a couple of outs, and Trey Turner hits him for an opposite field two-strike homer. Now, that pitch there was out of the zone. It was your typical, I'm not getting fat on 0-2, I'm throwing out of the zone. Just wasn't out of the zone enough. It just wasn't. All right, so one zip. The Dodgers take the lead, and it's unfortunate that ball. Believe me, Trey Turner is going to hit a bigger home run in this game recap before this is said and done. Top of the second inning, Brewers answer back, a leadoff base hit by Escobar, then a base hit by Luis Urias, then it's set up Lorenzo Cain.
This one lined in the left, that's a base hit. Escobar rounding third, he will come home. Urias will stop at third, and an RBI double for Lorenzo Cain. And we are tied 1-1.
Yeah, we'll take that. 1-1, four hits to that point off Kershaw, an inning plus. With two on and nobody out, second and third, how about Omar Narvaez gets the ball in play?
And this one right back to Kershaw into the shift. The run's going to score to give Milwaukee a 2-1 lead as Urias comes in.
Yeah, good job putting the ball in play. The Dodgers were conceding a run to get it out. And not only does he score the run, but he gets Cain over to third base. It's a good productive out by Omar Narvaez.
Two in thus far in that second inning as the Brewers took the 2-1 lead. Runner at third, just one out for Eric Lauer. Can't get it in play. He strikes out. And that brought up, with two outs and two in, a man on for Colton Wong.
This one hammered in the right of base hit. A clutch hit for Wong as he is rounding first on his way to second with a two-out RBI double. And Milwaukee now in front 3-1.
43 pitches for Clayton Kershaw. Five hits and three runs through an inning and two-thirds to that point. Dave Roberts comes out, and they take him out of the game. There's some forearm tightness there. We'll see. I'm assuming there is, but, yeah, I don't know. I don't even want to just speculate on that. Now, you tell me if there's a cooler name in baseball, Toby. You want to pronounce this next pitcher's name for the L.A. Dodgers? Brewster Gratterall?
Yeah, Brewster Gratterall.
I love it.
Guy throws 100, the easiest thrown 100 I've ever seen.
Brewster Gratterall. That's a great baseball name. Gets Willie to end the inning on a ground ball, but the Brewers got three runs in that second inning into the bottom half. Lauer, a nice shutdown inning after the Brewers put up those runs. He gets a big strikeout on a full-count curveball to Muncy. Nice pick by Escobar at first base on a ball thrown by Urias. Then a two-out walk gets Barnes to ground out to end that frame. 3-1 into that third inning. Brewers coming to play to that point. The onslaught continues. A one-out infield soft contact single for Christian Yelich. Good hustle, though. It set up Eduardo Escobar.
On the throw from Urias at third. This one, fair ball down the right field line. Yelich on the move. He is being waved around third. Here's the throw home, and he's in there. And Milwaukee a 4-1 lead now as Escobar comes through.
Escobar turning on one on the inner half of the plate. And once that ball got down the line, you knew Yelich was going to be able to score.
And Luis Urias steps to the plate, and he's down 0-2 in the count, starts fouling off pitches, works it back to 2-2, and he comes through.
And this one right up the middle, base hit. And Escobar being waved home. Here comes the throw. It's going to be late. And Milwaukee adds to its lead. It's now 5-1.
How about that at bat for Luis Urias?
Eight hits through 2 1/3 innings of work for the Brewers' offense. And five runs. Louis at first. Cain to the plate. A strike him out, throw him out. Ends that inning right there. More damage done in that third inning. A couple of runs, 5-1 as it went into the bottom half. Lauer just setting them up, knocking them down. Both teams empty in the fourth inning. And we get to the fifth, and let's see here. Yelich, a two-out base hit in that fifth inning, did hit the ball a little bit better with a base hit to center, but the Brewers did not score in the fifth. Now we get to the bottom half, and the Dodgers blow up. I think it's the ambush side of things in that fifth inning that did play a part in this. I just think the Brewers are a little lax in that, in recognizing what the other guys are doing here. Let me get to my notes here, and I will tell you. Okay, so in the bottom of the fifth inning, Taylor swings at the first two pitches. Barnes came up, swung at the second pitch. Pujols took the first two, swung at the third. Betts swung at the second pitch. Seager then swung at the first pitch. And then Turner hit the first pitch. Now, again, I'm going to go back to the full sequence, though. Taylor in that ended up seeing four pitches. That was a deep fly ball. That was an out. Two-pitch single for Barnes. Three-pitch single for Pujols. Betts, four-pitch single. Seager, three-pitch pop-up. And first-pitch grand slam by Turner. Again, but just in terms of swinging the bat, first batter Taylor swung at the first two pitches. Barnes, second hitter, swung at the second pitch. That's four pitches in the inning and three swings. Pujols, however, takes the first two pitches, swings at the third. Betts swings at the second pitch. Seager then swung at the first pitch, and then Turner hit the first pitch. I mean, that to me is where that inning got sideways. I mean, I sort of point at Narvaez a little bit for the recognition of that, or lack thereof. Just saying, guys. I'm just saying. And maybe I'm nitpicking. I don't think so. I've seen it. Yelich had a leadoff walk in the eighth inning, but he came around to score after a steal of second base. How about Daniel Vogelback off the bench?
Here's the 2-2. Vogelback into left field, base hit. Yelich on his way home. And it's an 8-6 game as Vogelback delivers the pinch hit RBI single.
Yeah, by the way, Gustave got beat up for a couple of runs in there as well. But there's your sixth and final one for run for the crew. 8-6 final. And the Brewers fall in this one. The record now 95-65. Just two games remaining here in the championship season, in the regular season. And the playoffs can't come soon enough as the Brewers have lost 1, 2, 3 of their last four, dating back to the Cardinals series.
I've got some breaking news here, Tim.
You do.
From Bob Nightingale, Clayton Kershaw says it's unlikely he'll be able to contribute in the postseason for the Dodgers after leaving the game with elbow/forearm pain.
Yeah, wow, okay. Boy, there's your reason. That wasn't just a ruse by Roberts to get him out of there because he was getting beat on. Wow. Because he had some elbow and some issues earlier this season, didn't he, Toby?
I'm not 100% sure, but
I think it's forearm or elbow issues for Kershaw. He missed some time earlier this year, but well, that's a little bit of a hit for the Dodgers, that's for sure. Although they're pitching, they're frontline guys, and he's not a frontline guy. I think there's three guys ahead of him in that rotation, but wow. Okay, we'll take a break here, come back from Craig Counsell. As the Brewers fall 8-6, 2 to play here in the series, 2 to play in the regular season, and then it's the postseason. It can't come soon enough. It's the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin postgame show here on The Fan.
What was the deal with the lineup? Why did he make that bullpen move? Why did he pinch hit with that guy? Time to get all of those questions answered and more with Scoop from the Skipper. Brought to you by Scholze Family Beef. Treat your grill to quality pasture-raised beef from their family farm. Just go to ScholzeFamilyBeef.com. This is the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin postgame show on The Fan.
Greg, how did you think about the way Lauer pitched? It was obviously that changeup to Turner did a lot of damage with one swing, but what about the rest of Eric's night?
Yeah, I mean, he had a great four innings. You know, they started getting to him kind of the third time through the lineup, really. But, you know, he did a nice job for four innings, and Turner hit a mistake with, you know, unfortunately, a bunch of guys on.
Craig, but with the relievers that you had set up to use and not use tonight, was it important to try to get Gustave through that, seventh inning? Was it important to get him, you know, it looked like you were trying to let him see if he could get three outs?
Yeah, I mean, how we just designed it is once, I mean, I was thinking about going to Brent with Seager, but once he gave up the homer, then I tried to let Gustave get through the inning. Once we were down, I let Gustave get through the inning.
So that home run by Beattie just changed what you would or wouldn't have done.
Yeah.
Was that tough for you to watch, though, Craig, with him kind of throwing the ball all over the place like that?
No.
Hey, what'd you think of Strickland after being away for a while? Did he look sharp to you?
Yeah, I thought Hunter did a nice job. We're trying to get him back into action here. And had a good night, threw the ball well, and commanded the ball well.
Craig, once Kershaw left early, it kind of turned into a bullpen game. They just ran through their entire bullpen. Does that make it harder for the hitters when they just see a different pitcher every inning?
It's a little different. I think that's the advantage relievers have, is they only have to see a hitter once. Eventually you're asking a lot of guys to have a good night, but I think it's tough. Bullpen games are tough when you're only seeing one pitcher. Hopefully, you know, generally when you're doing that, you can't last as a staff doing that. But obviously we're at the end here, so they should be able to survive it. But we weren't able to get much going. Did a nice job against Gratterall, but that was the only guy we really, got a good rally going against.
Looked like Escobar had a bunch of good at bats. Now you had to be happy with that. I know at times he's been kind of searching for it a little bit the last couple of weeks, but he sure swung the bat good tonight.
Yeah, no, the first two at bats, and then, you know, left-handed, I think, is probably the area where he's, we need the production from. He's swung the bat good right-handed to me all year, but he's been a little funk left-handed as much as anything. So had the double, drive in some runs. So it was a good sign.
Let's find out the play of the game. Brought to you by ABC Audio Video. Home entertainment and smart home technology simply done right. Check them out at abcaudiovideo.com on the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin postgame show on The Fan.
And this one hammered left field, and we are tied. Wow. A two-out grand slam for Turner.
Yeah, there it was on Bally Sports Wisconsin as the Brewers fall 8-6 in this one. Had a 5-1 lead, and that thing right there tied it up. Normally, I don't like playing the other guy's highlights, but that was just such a pivotal moment in this game. I mean, they don't get that. They probably lose the game, the Dodgers. All right, there's your ABC audio video play of the game, and this Brewers 8-6 loss. All right, going back to Craig Counsell, what I just heard, and I think I made mention of this yesterday. I've been listening to Craig Counsell for since May of 2015, basically twice a day during the regular season. during the season. 6 months of baseball. Twice a day. I may have missed one or two here or there. But I've heard that dude talk. He does not seem happy, guys. I'm telling you right now. He does not seem happy. So when he says that these games, whatever happens in these games, doesn't have anything to do with next Friday, I don't think that coincides with his attitude right now. I don't think it does. He's down. He sounds as down as I've heard him. It's almost curt in a way. It's real short. And it's just real like there. There's not a lot of, we got a great team here. We're playing out the string here. We're getting things lined up for next Friday. That just sounds, he sounds, I don't know if you guys are getting this at all. And maybe I hear, you know, Craig Counsell a lot more than you guys to have a little bit better beat on it. But I don't hear a normal Craig Counsell the last, I don't know, week or so. Now, again, his team's been losing. I understand. But, man, he just sounds different to me. He just does. I don't know what to read into that, but I'm just telling you. I'm pointing out what I'm hearing. My ears are telling me it doesn't sound like a normal Craig Counsell right now, given the fact that they're 30 games over 500 and heading into an NLDS next Friday. Wow. Okay. We'll see. We'll see. We'll see what happens. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back here from Eric Lauer. And, yeah, they got to him in that fifth inning. Let's hear from the Brewers' left-hander up next here. Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin post-game show here on The Fan.
Let's find out what happened in today's game from the guys that played it. Let's head inside the clubhouse presented by Windows Select. Right now, buy one, get one free. Plus, no payments for an entire year. Call them today at 262-703-3500.
You know, just one guy kind of got you, Trey Turner. And in the first inning, it looked like the pitch might have even been where you wanted it, up and out of the strike zone. I'm guessing the changeup was not that he hit for a slam.
Yeah, Trey got me a little bit today. He took some good swings. I think that first one was, the first one was exactly where I wanted to throw it, and he just got to it. And then the changeup is obviously the worst pitch I threw today.
Eric, where was that changeup supposed to go?
Low. Not down the middle.
Eric, you've been on such a good run. Will you be able to move past tonight? I know now you're not happy, but you've been on such a good run.
Yeah. I mean, I'm happy with how I threw the ball other than one pitch, really. They had a lot go their way that inning. I think there was a couple opportunities that, I mean, things, we get a better bounce than we do. We get out of that scot-free. But they got some luck, and then they got some good hits. So I'm happy with how I threw the ball every other pitch except for that one.
Eric, we know that when you guys are out there, you're, you know, doing everything you can to win the game. Are these games a little weird the last week or so, as you've gotten close and then wrapped up the division?
No, I wouldn't say they're weird. There's a little bit different feel to them because you know that you're already in and everything. But I mean, everybody wants to go out there and finish the season strong, keep their numbers where they're at. You know, I mean, we're out there to compete and to play. It's what we like to do. So knowing that we're already in doesn't really change the fact that we want to win every game we can.
Eric, is there any concern that going into the playoffs, these games that don't really matter, that you lose your edge before you get to the postseason, or just how do you guys feel about it?
I think we're looking at this kind of games as warm-up games for the playoffs because, I mean, we're playing a playoff team. So it's a good chance to really test ourselves and kind of get the ball rolling and try to go just head on into this postseason. I mean, we're playing a good team, good lineup. It's going to be a good test. So it gives us a taste of what it's going to be like.
What's on tap for the crew? What pitcher starts the next one? It's time for some forward thinking on the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin postgame show on The Fan.
I think I'm a lot happier than those players and that manager are. I'll tell you that. I mean, just, wow. Okay. Does it not seem like they're just down in the dumps, Toby, or is it just me?
Yeah, I mean, they don't sound like a team, like you said, that has won 30 games over 500, has already locked up a spot in the postseason, has won that clinched their division already. They don't sound like that. They sound like they're demoralized almost.
Yes, they do. I'm not poking fun at them necessarily, but I'm just poking fun maybe at myself. Maybe I'm a little too giddy about, oh, I don't know, a chance to be the best Brewers regular season team of their franchise history. That's a good spot to be in. These games are weird. And Hondrecourt was right. That's a good question. He was right on the money there. And Lauer said they feel a little bit different. Then, you know, then they get, again, they want to win. I get it. But my goodness, it's not the end of the world here. You're 30 games over 500. I'm more concerned about the council thing. So, I think Lauer has pitched his way into a rotation next year. Team control guy. I think he has. I want to see him follow this up. That's going to be interesting next year. But, wow. Okay, well, there's a second game of this three-game set. And they still have a chance to win the 97. They're at 95 now. They're going to need a victory. They got a good guy in the mound, Toby. Pretty cool pitching matchup for tomorrow's game, too.
Yeah, it'll be a fun one. Another lefty on the mound for the Dodgers, and Julio Urías comes in with a 19-3 record, 3.01 ERA, and 179 innings pitched. And then you're going up against your ace, one of the best pitchers in the National League this year, possible Cy Young winner, and Corbin Burns, 11-4 record, a 2.29 ERA, and 165 innings pitched. I think it's kind of interesting that they were talking about Corbin Burns not being able to win the Cy Young because of the innings pitched. He's only thrown 14 fewer innings than Urías here, and Urías has pitched quite well all year. 165, assuming he goes 4-5 tomorrow, 170 innings. That's not bad.
No, not at all. And I'm not real sure that what did the Dodgers do? I don't know. Did they do a six-man rotation? Did they skip a start here and there? Did they have, the injury list issues that the Brewers had? You know, so that still is, yeah, that's not a bad inning separation. I mean, I would consider that to be about the same. I mean, you're looking at a start and a half, maybe somewhere in there between the two. So we'll see what Corbin does. And I think the plan tomorrow, Toby, is to probably go about four innings. I know their guy, they want to get a 20-game winner. So they're going to go five with him. I would suspect that's the case. And give him a chance to get win number 20. But Corbin Burns, four innings-ish. He's feeling good. If he's feeling surgical, if you will, and he's got things rolling in a lower pitch count, maybe he does go a little bit more than four, but not much. Not much more. You heard Woody in his last start say that they had an idea, but from his perspective, he really didn't want to know. He's going to go out and have the same, you know, mindset that he has every other start. But I'm sure Corbin Burns, same deal. I'm sure he has an indication of where, you know, Council's going to go to get him. But, all right, well, that's game two. And then, hey, join us on Sunday because we will wrap up the regular season, the 21 championship regular season, having a conversation about the Milwaukee Brewers. And then it's the postseason. But it's four off days. Those four off days, I think, are maybe the most important 4 days of the season. Really, with all honesty here. So hopefully the Brewers can bounce back and give themselves a shot on Sunday to break the franchise mark. All right, that's going to do it for us. You guys have a great night. For Toby Altizer, my name is Tim Allen. Well, have a great morning. We'll talk to you soon. And despite the outcome here, smile, Milwaukee. The world will smile back.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.